This WBEZ podcast is supported by Wise, the app for international people using money around the globe. With the Wise account, you can send, spend, and receive in up to 40 currencies with only a few simple taps. Download the Wise app today or visit wise.com. Terms and conditions apply. Be smart. Get Wise.
Good afternoon. I'm Lisa Labas, and this is The Rundown. A state commission formed by Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker is requesting testimony from top Trump aide Stephen Miller. Border czar Tom Homan and former Homeland Security head Kristi Noem, among others. Governor Pritzker formed the Illinois Accountability Commission last fall. It's documenting federal agents' conduct during Operation Midway Blitz. Governor Pritzker says the ICE agents terrorized Illinois residents. A White House spokesperson called the agents heroic and says the commission is a political stunt for Pritzker's doomed presidential campaign. The commission will wrap up hearings at the end of the month. Some sports news. The Chicago Bulls have fired their top decision makers. The team has let go of Executive Vice President Arturis Karnavicius and General Manager Mark Eversley. They've led the Bulls for six seasons, but the team has made the playoffs just once in that span. The Chicago Sky have traded star Angel Reese to Atlanta. In return, the Sky will get two first-round draft picks in 2027 and 2028. Reese was drafted by the Sky in 2024 and was an all-star in both her first two seasons. Sky General Manager Jeff Pagliacca says the trade was made to achieve roster balance, and he wished Reese the best moving forward. And the fervor around the University of Illinois' first men's Final Four run in 21 years could create a major economic boost. Matt Brown is publisher of the sports newsletter Extra Points and tells our In the Loop program some of the U of I's athletic budget is based on the team's performance.
Last fiscal year, Illinois is reporting a hair under $9 million in royalties from licensing. I would imagine in that next report, that's going to go significantly up because when you're making the Final Four, you want to buy the comfortable Illinois commemorative T-shirt, the shot glasses.
The Sun-Times reports sports pubs in Chicago saw more business Saturday night, especially at venues affiliated with Big Ten schools. And Ted Lasso co-creator and star Brendan Hunt's new one-man show debuts next week at Steppenwolf Theater in Chicago. The Chicago native says the show, called The Movement You Need, is an ode to the family that makes us and the music that shapes us. The show is inspired by Hunt's memories growing up in the city and his love for the Beatles. Hunt tells our Say More program that Here Comes the Sun is the Beatles song he thinks defines Chicago.
To me, it's about the act of faith of living in Chicago. Like, yeah, we're going through a real tough stretch right now, and the ice became slush and became ice again, and now it's slush again, and tomorrow it'll be ice again. But the sun is coming. You just have to believe that it is. And when it comes, we know what to do.
The Movement You Need runs through May 10th at Steppenwolf Theater. And just a note, Steppenwolf is a financial supporter of WBEZ. You're listening to The Rundown. Anyone who has spent time around Chicago's DIY music scene has likely encountered Charles Joseph Smith. He's the guy breaking it down on the dance floor and selling his homemade cassettes. But in the background, Smith is also a piano prodigy and a prolific composer and is finally getting his due. My colleague Courtney Kippers paid Smith a visit in Beverly on Chicago's South Side.
Smith is sitting at a shiny black piano in the family's living room, playing Chopin without any sheet music before him. He is a virtuoso player and a prolific writer whose work stretches across musical styles.
I'm not a one-genre composer. You'll hear like pop ballad, and in another instance, you'll hear my avant-garde computer music side.
Despite a catalog of 600 original works, Smith, who is 55, has struggled to be heard as a black artist with autism. Now, Chicago-based Super Records is releasing Smith's first ever professional album. It has two parts. The first is called Collected Works and features 10 original songs. Glenn Curran is one of Super's co-founders. His goal was
to put together a collection that covers all of the angles of Charles's music, which is kind of an impossible task, but I did my best.
The second part of the release is War of the Martian Ghosts, Smith's fully formed sci-fi opera about aliens from Mars. A full-fledged battle unfolds across lasery scales. Smith was born in 1970 on Chicago's South Side. As a child, he didn't speak for several years. In an era when research was sparse, it took a long time to arrive at a diagnosis: autism spectrum disorder. Throughout the murkiness, music provided Smith clarity, says his mother, Emma.
I think music was the key to bringing him out of wherever his mind was. And it made him feel, like Reverend Jesse Jackson said, like he was somebody.
After tagging along with his brother to a piano lesson, Smith quickly grew his own confidence at the keys.
I had a sort of a Mozart mentality. If Mozart could do this, maybe I could do that.
Smith earned a doctorate in music from the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign. While in school, he performed piano around the world. But after completing his education, Smith found it hard to maintain momentum in a field that's rigid and Eurocentric. Back home in Chicago, he found refuge in the city's scrappy DIY music scene at venues like the Hideout or Cafe Mustache. That underground world is how Smith first met the team at Super, which gave his work a home. His mother says this album has been hard-earned.
It's taken a long time to get to a point like this, you know, where his talent is going to be available. People will know his music.
Music by an artist who many once dismissed, assuming incorrectly that he had little to say. Courtney Kippers, WBEZ News.
Look at me. I said, just take a look at me.
Weather partly sunny and breezy today, high right around 50. Cloudy tonight, a slight chance for snow overnight, a low near 30, and sunshine with a high near 40 on Tuesday. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Lisa Labas. Thank you for listening.